Chapter 26. He is Risen.
The religious leaders had taken the greatest care to guard the Savior's tomb. They had closed the entrance with a great stone. Upon the stone, the Roman seal had been placed in such a way that the stone could not be moved without breaking the seal. Around the tomb stood the guard of Roman soldiers. They were to keep strict watch so that nothing would bother the body of Jesus. Some of them constantly paced back and forth in front of the tomb, while the others rested on the ground nearby. But another guard also protected that tomb. Mighty angels from heaven were there. Any one of this angel guard could have overcome the whole Roman army. The night preceding the morning of the first day of the week slowly came to an end, and the darkest hour, just before daybreak, had arrived. God sent one of the most powerful angels from heaven to the tomb. His appearance was like lightning, and his garments white as snow. He lighted the whole heavens with his glory. The sleeping soldiers jolted awake and leaped to their feet. With awe and wonder, they gazed at the open heavens and the brightness coming toward them. The earth trembled and heaved as that powerful being from another world approached. He hurried on a joyful errand. The speed and power of his flight shook the world like a mighty earthquake. Soldiers, officers, and sentinels collapsed to the ground. A third guard also surrounded the Savior's tomb. Evil angels were there. Because the Son of God had fallen in death, they claimed his body as the prey of him who has the power of death, the devil. The angels of Satan wanted to make sure that no power could take Jesus from their grasp. But as the mighty being sent from the throne of God approached, they fled in terror. The angel grabbed the great stone at the mouth of the tomb and rolled it away as if it had been just a pebble. Then, with a voice that caused the earth to tremble, he cried, "Jesus, Son of God, come forth! Your Father calls you!" Then he who had earned the power over death and the grave came forth from the tomb. Above the now empty sepulchre, he proclaimed, "I am the resurrection and the life." And the angel host bowed low in adoration before the Redeemer and welcomed him with songs of praise. Jesus left the tomb with the step of a conqueror. At his presence, the earth reeled, the lightning flashed, and the thunder rolled. An earthquake marked the hour when Christ laid down his life. Now an earthquake also witnessed the moment when he took it up in triumph. Satan was bitterly angry that his angels had fled at the approach of the heavenly messenger. He had dared to hope that Christ would not take up his life again, that the plan of redemption would fail. But as he saw the Savior leave the tomb in triumph, all hope was lost. Satan now knew that his kingdom would have an end, and that he must finally be destroyed.